Praise God that this morning we can come and to worship Him together.
赞美主，今天早上我们仍然可以来到教会敬拜主。
These are unusual times.
这现在是一个特别的时期。
We come to worship God because God loved us first.
我们来敬拜主，因为上帝先爱我们。
And because we love God, we also love God's people.
因为上帝爱我们，所以我们也爱上帝的子民。
And therefore, we also want to have fellowship with one another.
因此，我们也希望跟主的子民有团契的生活。
Today's topic is life fellowship.
今天的题目是生命的团契。
Last month, my wife and I were in an aircon food court.
上个礼拜，上个月，我跟我的太太在一个有冷气的一个 food court， food court 叫吃东西的地方，食阁。
After lunch, we just stay there and do some work.
吃完午餐之后，我们就继续留在那边做一些事工作。
Because my house was very noisy, the neighbor was doing renovation.
因为我的邻居他在家在装修，所以很吵，我们就在食阁那边做工。
And there was a woman sitting two tables away.
那有一个的女士，她在我们两隔离我们两个桌子以外的一个女士。
I was typing on my computer.But I could hear her speaking.
我在我的电脑那边工作，但是我可以听到她的讲话。
And after some time, I glanced in her direction.
过了一阵子，我就瞄一瞄她那边的方向。
Oh, you can see my computer and the coffee there.
你可以在我的电脑看到我有一杯咖啡是我的。
And I realized that.No one was sitting in front of that woman.
那我就发现，原来她前面没有人坐在那位女士的前面。
She was talking and she was gesturing.
但是
with her hands.
她自己在讲话，自言自语，也在手部也有一些的动作。
In fact, I don't really bother at all because these days many people will be talking on the phone.
起初我没有太在意，因为现在我们很多人都是在跟着电话讲话的。
And I continue my work.
所以我就继续我的工作。
In fact, I was preparing this sermon.
其实我是在预备今天的讲道。
And then out of curiosity, I double checked and found that she was not on the phone either.
但出于好奇，我就再看一下。原来她不是在对着电话讲话。
All this while, she was talking and gesturing with her hands all by herself.
原来那一段时间她是自己一个人在对自己讲话，自言自语。
She was totally alone.
她是完全是很寂寞的。
After some time, I went to the washroom.
过了一阵子我去洗手间。
When I walked back, I purposely walked by her table.
当我回来的时候，我故意从她的桌子边经过。
And I was surprised to see an A4 size photoof a man's portrait placed on the table right in front of her.
我很奇怪，我原来看到在她桌子那边，在她前面有一张的照片，那个照片的size， 她的
A4
A4 size.
I went to talk to the food court cleaner.
我就走去跟那个食阁的清洁工讲话。
He was sitting a few tables away.
他就坐在我食阁桌子旁边。
And the cleaner told me that this woman will come every day.
那个清洁工跟我讲，这个女人其实几乎每天都来这里。
And he told me that she spent about 8 hours sitting there.
而且这个女士每天都花大概8个小时坐在那边。
If someone occupies that table, she will sit.The nearest available table.
如果他那个桌子有人坐的话，他就会找旁边一个桌子来坐。
And when the customer leaves, she will come back to that particular table.
那如果那张特别的桌子的客人走了，他就会移过来那张原本他一直坐的那个桌子那边。
On that day, I witnessed she spoke by herself for about 2 hours.
就在那一天，我都亲眼看到他。自己跟自己讲话有2个小时。
And then she went to the coffee store to fill her water bottle.
然后她又走去咖啡档那边去添她的水壶。
And she was able to converse logically.
哦，其实她是可以正常的这样交跟人交流交谈的。
She went to the store to fill up water bottle and went back to seat.
她就去那个咖啡店那边添水了，然后再回到自己的座位。
Some people who knew her passed by and talked to her, and she was able to talk to them logically.
哦，有些认识她的人主动跟她讲话，她也是可以正常的跟他们交谈。
When I look at all these, I do not know what actually happened in her life.
当我看到这样的时候，我不懂到底在她身上生命里发生了什么事情。
But I felt very, very sorry for her.
但是我对她这样子，我感到非常非常的难过。
I'm sure you would agree with me that she must have missed someone deeply.
我相信你跟我一样会同意，她肯定是很想念、很想念某一个人。
And she is certainly.A loner.
而且他肯定是一个很寂寞的人。
Brothers and sisters, in all of our God's creation, there was a command that was a little bit negative.
弟兄姐妹，在神我们所知道神的创造里面有一句话是带有一点点负面的。
In Genesis 2:18, it is not good for the man to be alone.
创世纪二章十八节他说，那人独居不好。
To be alone is not good.
要寂寞对一个人来讲是不好的。
And this refers not just to the man but also to the woman.
这里所指的那个人不只是男人，也是包括女人。
But when these words were written, there was only one man and no woman.
但是当这一句讲的应用时候呢，那时候只有亚当一个男人，还没有女人。
And God saw that it was no good for Adam to be alone.
而上帝就看到亚当自己一个人这样子很不好。
God solved Adam's aloneness issue by creating a woman for him.
上帝看到亚当一个这样子一个人住很不好，所以就创造了一个夏娃给他。
They became the first married couple.
他们就成了我们人类的历史上第一对夫妇。
They formed the first family unit.
他们成了我们人类的第一对家庭。
God does not plan for us to go through life alone.
上帝不是要我们自己一个人孤单的面对人生的。
Let me put it clear that I'm not referring to whether you are married or not.
让我这样讲吧，我指的不是说你有结婚还是没有结婚。
If God has prepared a life partner for you,
如果上帝有为你预备了一个人生的伴侣，
you can choose.To marry or not to marry.
你可以选择要结婚还是不结婚。
Do you know that Adam had no choice?
你懂亚当是没有的选择的吗？
God had decided for Adam to get married.
因为上帝已经为亚当决定了他结婚比较好。
And God had not given Adam a choice of life partner.
而且上帝也没有给亚当选择娶哪一个。
There was only one woman in the whole universe.
因为当时全宇宙只有一个女人。
And moreover, Adam was asleep when God prepared this life partner for him.
而且当上帝为亚当预备这个人生伴侣的时候，亚当是在睡觉的。
So for all of us who are married, be thankful for your spouse.
所以请各位已经结婚了的人为你的配偶而献上感恩。
At least you got a chance to see him or her before marriage.
至少你在结婚之前还可以先认识你的配偶。
We are much better than Adam.
我们比亚当还好一点。
However, if you have decided not to get married,
但是如果你决定不要结婚，
or if God does not seem to prepare a life partner for you,
或者上帝好像没有为你预备一个人生伴侣，
you need not be alone.
但是你也不需要因此而孤单的。
You have the church community.
因为你有教会这个的信仰团体。
Therefore, whether you are married or not, you have the church with you.
所以不管你是有结婚还是没有结婚，你有教会这个肢体。
This community of believers is very important.
这个信仰的群体是很重要的。
This community is going to go through life.With you.
这个信仰的群体要与你一起度过你的人生。
I see a lot of youngsters in our midst.
我看到我们当中有很多年轻人。
Some of them, I think I saw you all a few years ago, and now you all have grown up.
我相信当中有几有些人几年前我已经看过你，当时比较小，现在已经长大很多。
How blessed it will be, dear brothers and sisters, if you are committed in this community and let this community go through life together with you.
如果你可以愿意委身在这个信仰团体，让他跟你走一生的路的话，是多么一个蒙福的事。
You know that even if you are married,
你知道如果就是你结了婚
，Your spouse may one day leave you when he or she goes to heaven.
你的配偶也可能有一天会比你先回天家。
5 months ago, one elderly church member lost her husband.
有五个月前啊，我有一个教会的教友，他的先生回天家了。
Both of them are my church members.
两位都是我教会的会友。
Both of them were involved in church activities.
两个都积极地参与教会的活动。
5 months ago, the husband died.
五个月前，那个先生先离世。
And their children are not staying with them.
他们的孩子没有住在一起。
So now this elderly woman, she's staying all by herself.
所以现在这个年老的太太，她就自己一个人居住。
And the church community has become even more important to her.
而这时这个教会的群体对他来讲就更加的重要。
She continues to attend worship service as before.
他跟以前一样继续的来参加教会的聚会。
She continues to attend the church prayer meeting and the senior fellowship.
他继续参加教会的祷告会还有乐龄的团契。
And she said she is very thankful to the church community who shower her with love and care.
而他自己说他很感恩我们教会教会那个团体可以继续向他展现上帝的爱和关怀。
Brothers and sisters, marriage ends when we or when our spouse died.
弟兄姐妹那个婚姻里面的支持就会停止当你其中一个配偶先回天家的时候。
But church life goes on unto eternity.
但是教会群体的团契生活却可以去到永远。
Many years ago, a 14-year-old girl wrote to the Straits Times.
好几年前，有一个14岁的少女，她写了一封信给《海峡时报》。
It is titled "Lonely Girl with Only a Hamster to Confide in."
题目是《孤单的女孩，只有一只金仓鼠可以倾诉》。
And the letter.Goes this way that I am a 14-year-old girl who finds it hard to make friends.
信是这样写的，他说我是一个14岁的女孩，我觉得很难交到朋友。
It's probably because I'm shy and quiet.
可能是因为我比较内向和安静吧。
Sometimes I get so lonely that I've even thought of ending my life.
有时候我觉得太寂寞了，以致我还想结束我的生命。
Whenever I see a group of teenagers hanging out together and having a good time.
每当我看到有一群的年轻青少年他们聚在一起而且好像很开心的时候
I feel uncomfortable and jealous.
我就觉得很内心很不舒服还有妒忌。
I cannot stand the loneliness anymore. Although I do have a few close friends in school, in church, I'm treated as if I'm not there.
虽然我在学校里在教会里有几个好的亲的朋友但是我觉得自己好像被当作透明一样。
I cannot stand the loneliness anymore.
我不可以再忍受这样子的寂寞了。
It's simply too hard to bear.
这是真的是太难受了。
I don't think I can tell my friends about this because in front of them, I act like a fun, loving and funny girl.
我觉得自己不可以跟我的朋友倾诉我内心这种的状态，因为在他们面前，我表现得像一个充满着很有趣的女孩子一样。
I cannot tell my parents because I don't want them to worry.
我不可以跟我父母亲讲，因为我不想他们担心。
So I confide in my hamster.
所以我只能寄情于我的金仓鼠。
But in the end, it's still just my pet.
但是始终那只是一只宠物。
Brothers and sisters, this is a 14-year-old girl who desperately seeks help.
弟兄姐妹，这是一个14岁的女孩子，她在很强烈的寻求那个帮助。
Do you know of any such 14-year-old loners?
你有认识好像这样子的青少年吗？
In the school or neighborhood?
在学校里，在邻居里这样子寂寞的一个人吗？
Or do you know of any 24-year-olds who face BGR problems or career problems?
还是有没有认识24岁的一个青年人面对工作上还有其他的问题？
Or do you know of any 34-year-olds who may be struggling as a young parent?
有没有认识34岁的一个年轻人刚刚面对作为一个父母的这个挑战呢？
Or 44-year-olds who may have problems with job security?
还是一个44岁的人正面对工作上面的一些危机呢？
Or those 54-year-olds who may be facing midlife crisis?
还是一个54岁的人正面对中年的危机呢？
Or those 64-year-olds who are concerned about later on what's going to happen when they retire?
还是一个64岁的人他就为着自己退休的生活而担忧呢？
Or those 74-year-olds or above who are worried about their health condition?
还是一个74岁的人他就为着他健康的状况而担忧呢？
All these challenges in life can make a person feel lonely.
这些生命的挑战都可以令一个人觉得很孤单。
How many loners do you think there are in our church?
你认为在我们教会有多少个这样内心寂寞的人呢？
What about yourself?
那你自己呢？
Are you a loner?
你自己是不是一个很寂寞的人呢？
Thank God that He has solved this problem of aloneness for all believers.
感谢上帝，他在上帝看见了这个信徒里面都会存在的这个的问题。
God instituted the church.
所以上帝就建立了教会。
God gathers His people together as a community.
上帝把他的子民召聚在一起，成为一个群体。
Therefore, it is very important for us to be committed in this community.
所以我们要委身在一个信仰群体是很重要的事。
This is our response to God.
这是我们对于上帝的一个回应。
Because God loves us.
因为上帝爱我们。
And we want to love God.
而我们想要爱上帝。
And because we want to love God, we will love God's people.
而因为我们爱上帝，所以我们也会爱上帝的子民。
Today's scripture reading, the sister has read to us, very short verse, right?
今天的读经经文就一节。
Acts 2:44.
使徒行传二章四十四节。
In this Living Bible, in the English, it mentions that all the believers met together and constantly and shared everything with each other.
他说信的人都在一处，凡物共用，所有信徒经常聚集，并且彼此分享所拥有的一切。
Two words to note.
注意两个字。
Met together.
聚在一起
share everything
凡物共用
it is difficult to develop good relationships without meeting and sharing
如果不能经常聚在一起的时候就很难培养成一种彼此相爱那种的关系
in the early church the believers expressed good relationships when they met constantly in the temple and also in their homes
初期的信徒因为他们经常聚在一起不论在在是自己的家里或是在圣殿里他们经常聚在一起
And in the early church because of the sudden growth in the church with thousands of believers added some do not have material needs
因为当时候有突然间很多人信主有几 整千的人突然间一下子信主多了很多的信徒所以他们有些人有物质上的需要
So they share their meals they share the material needs with one another
所以他们就把自己的物质物品还有食物来与大家彼此的分享
That's how they show their love for God and the love for God's people
这是他们如何跟向上帝表达爱和跟彼此弟兄姐妹分享爱的表现
Today in our times
今天在我们的时代
When we meet for fellowship
当我们聚集在一起有团契的时候
When we meet for our action group
当我们的小组聚集在一起的时候
，What are we supposed to share with one another？
我们应该彼此应该分享些什么呢
？I'd like to share two points。
我想分享两点。
Firstly, we share our experiences.
第一，我们分享我们的经验。
Our experiences of God.
我们经历上帝的那些经验。
The Bible says, people learn from one another, just as iron sharpens iron.
圣经箴言说，铁磨铁，磨得锋利，朋友互相切磋，才智也变得敏锐。
When iron becomes blunt, another piece of iron is used to sharpen it.
当一块铁变得生锈钝的时候，可以用另外一个铁来把它磨得更锋利。
The process necessarily involves close contact.
那个过程会牵涉到就是要很靠近。
No one is able to sharpen a sword or an axe from a distance.
没有人可以在很远的从远的距离来磨砺一把的剑或者刀。
We need to have close contact to achieve the sharpening purpose.
我们需要有密切的交流才可以达到那种互相切磋的果效。
Likewise, we can also sharpen one another, but we must get close enough and not afraid to see friction.
同样的，我们也不要因我们为了要聚在一起互相切磋，我们要靠近在一起，不要怕因为靠近一起而产生的摩擦。
This requires our willingness to care, to be open and honest.
这个需要大家的可以敞开自己的心灵，还有可以愿意去有一个心互相去关怀。
We share our experiences of God.To sharpen one another.
我们分享我们对上帝的经历，以及我们可以让彼此变得更加的敏锐。
Recently, my wife and I, we went to watch a movie, called Ip Man.
最近我跟我太太去看了一部电影，电影名字是《叶问》。
I think it was like quite popular.
我相信这个电影应该很多人都知道。
Anybody watch the movie?
欧文
叶问from this movie it reminds me of my childhood hero
这部电影提醒了我小时候的心目中的一个英雄
when I was a teenager
当我是青少年的时候
I admire one martial artist called Bruce Lee
当我青少年的时候我心里有一个的这个武打的偶像就是Bruce Lee 李小龙。
Maybe the older ones will know who is Bruce Lee. The younger ones maybe do not know because he died very young. People accept the fact that Bruce Lee has made Chinese Kung Fu popular.
大家都认同是李小龙把中国功夫发扬光大的。
And I understand that one way Bruce Lee improved his fighting skill.
我学习到其中李小龙他能够增强他武功的其中一个方法是
，He was willing to learn from his opponent's strength.
他愿意向他的对手来学习。
He was not afraid to lose in a friendly match.
他不怕在一个友谊赛里面输给他的对手。
So long as he can learn something new.
就是只要他可以跟对手学习到一些新的东西、新的技巧的时候，他是不介意去输给他的。
And that's how he improved his fighting skills.
这就是他怎样来令他的功夫更加的进步的方法。
And he adapted different skills from different opponents.
而且他从不同的对手里面学习到不同的技巧。
And he makes all these skills together.
而他吸收了这些技巧之后呢，就变成自己的。
And yes, and then he invented his own.
吸收了这些不同技巧之后，就发明自己的一套的功夫。
Therefore, someone has also said that he is like the first person to start MMA, mixed martial art.
所以 有人说李小莲好像是第一个把不同的功夫混在一起的一个人。
Brothers and sisters, do you know that we are also in a battle?
弟兄姐妹你知道吗，我们也是在一个的 战争里面。
We are in a spiritual battle whether you like it or not.
不懂你喜不喜欢，我们是在一个属灵的征战里面。
Therefore we need to constantly improve and sharpen ourselves.
所以我们要不断地来更新自己。
Proverbs 27:17 says that iron sharpens iron.
箴言这里他说好像铁磨铁。
We need to improve our spiritual fighting skills in this spiritual battle by learning from other Christians' strengths.
我们需要在这场属灵征战里面向其他的基督徒学习他们的技巧。
And that strength is their experiences of God working in their lives.
他们的信徒的强项就是他们经历在他们生命里面经历过上帝在他们生命里面工作的。
Every Christian's different experiences of God's goodness, grace and guidance can strengthen our trust in God.
每个基督徒对上帝的不同的经验不同学习都可以增加我们对上帝的信心。
When you share your experience of God's goodness,
当你跟人分享上帝你怎样经历上帝的美好的时候，
you help others not to doubt God.
你只是在帮助别人不要怀疑上帝。
We sharpen each other with our experiences of God and grow together.
我们借着分享对神的经历彼此切磋一起成长。
When we share experiences of God, we are testifying to others that our God is true, our God is living.
当我们在分享对神的经验的时候呢，我们是在见证上帝是真实的，上帝是活着的。
We do not just want others to have more knowledge of God.
我们不想别人只是对上帝有更多的知识。
Although that is good.
但虽然那个是重要的。
That is important.
是重要的。
But we desire even more.
但我们希望更多。
For believers to have greater certainty that our God is true, our God is living.
我们希望别的信徒对上帝有更确信上帝是真实的，是活着的。
In so doing, we encourage one another to love God and to love God's church.
在这样做的时候呢，我们在鼓励别的信徒要更爱上帝，更爱神的，更爱上帝的教会。
Ultimately, Christian fellowship aims to strengthen one another's faith in God.
最终的目的，教会的团契就是要让弟兄姐妹对上帝有更加多的信心。
And also to increase our love for him.
而且是让信徒们对上帝的爱更加的加增。
And these are crucial for us to fight well in this spiritual battle.
这些对于我们要打赢这场属灵征战都是很重要的。
Second thing we need to share is our problems.
第二样我们要分享的就是我们的难处。
We all have problems.
我们每个人都有自己的问题。
God has never intended for us to face our life's problems alone.
上帝从来都没有要我们去独自面对我们人生的艰难。
Galatians chapter 6 verse 2 says, share each other's troubles and problems.
加拉太书六章二节他说，你们的重担要彼此担当。
When you share a joy, it is doubled.
如果你跟人家分享你的喜悦，他那个喜悦就会翻倍。
When you share a problem, it is cut in half.
当你分享一个问题的时候，那个问题就会减少一半。
Romans 12 says, rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep.
罗马书十二章十节说，与喜乐的人同喜乐，与哀哭的人同哀哭。
In our action group, we share each other's joy.
在我们的小组里面，我们跟弟兄姐妹分享他们的喜悦。
We also shoulder each other's burdens.
我们也一起担当彼此的重担。
Remember, God did not call us to solve everybody's problems.
记得上帝不是叫我们要帮助每一个人解决他们的问题。
Probably God knows we cannot do it.
应该上帝应该知道我们这样做不到。
God just wants us to share our problems.
上帝只是要我们来分享我们的难处。
And to some, this means to lend a listening ear.
对于有些人来讲，这个的意思就是要我们给出一个聆听的耳朵。
Sharing by itself has certain healing effects.
因为分享本身就有它的一个治疗的功效。
Sharing helps a person to see clearer the root problem.
因为分享让一个人可以更加清楚、容易的看到自己的问题的根源在哪里。
And the process of sharing can deepen relationship.And bring encouragement.
而分享的过程可以令大家的感情更关系更加的被建立。
In Hebrews 10:25, it says, "Let us not give up meeting together."
希伯来书十章二十五节，他说：“你们不可停止聚会。
”As some are in the habit of doing.
好像那些停止惯了的人。
But let us encourage one another at all the more as you see the day approaching.
倒要彼此劝勉，因为知道那日子临近，就更当如此。
An action group meets to encourage.
小组是用来大家聚集的时候互相鼓励的。
It is better if we can help solve the problems.
如果我们可以帮忙解决那个问题，当然是好，更好。
But many times, only God can solve it.
但是很多时候只有上帝可以解决。
That's why the Bible says, don't give up meeting together.
所以圣经说不要停止聚会。
Because we need to tell others, don't give up trusting in God to solve your problems.
因为我们要跟弟兄姐妹说，不要放弃，相信上帝会帮助你。
Remember, it is biblical if we meet to encourage without being able to solve others' problems.
记得，就是当我们在一起，我们分享，但是不能够完全解决那个问题是符合圣经的，是可以的。
Have you heard people say this?
你有没有听过人家这样讲？
I'm not going to the fellowship group anymore. They cannot solve my problems.
你有听人家讲说，我不要再去小组团契了，因为他们都不能更帮助我解决我的问题。
Yes, the group may not be able to solve your problems.
是的，那小组可能解决不到你的问题。
Your financial problems.
你的经济的问题。
Your health problems.
你健康的问题。
Your relationships or your work problems, etc.
你的工作问题，你人际关系的问题。
But they can remind you that God can solve your problems.
但是他们可以提醒你，上帝可以解决你的问题。
They can encourage you not to give up, but look up to God.
他们可以鼓励你不要放弃，但是却仰望上帝。
They can pray to God for you.
他们可以为你祷告，向上帝祷告。
And all this, in fact, is solving a great part of your problem.
而其实这些全部都是在帮助你解决你的问题。
An action group encourages you to move on in life.
一个小组就是来鼓励你继续来人生的道路里面继续的向前走。
It supports you to press on with hope.
他支持你继续的带着信心带着盼望向前走。
In the last quarter of 2018,
在2018年的后半年、
the last three months,
最后三个月。
One sister in my church was told by her general manager that her department will close down.
教会有个姐妹，她老板跟她说，他们的公司那个部门要关闭了。
From September 2018 to March 2019, within these 6 months, her department will close.
老板说，从2018年9月到2019年3月这个期间，她的公司部门会被关掉。
She was very sad.
她非常的伤心。
She shared her problems in the fellowship group.
他就跟他的小组团契的人分享这个的难处。
No one in the group could solve her problems.
小组的人没有人可以帮他解决这个问题。
No one is a big boss that you have your work to for me.
因为里面没有一个大老板说好啊，不用紧，你就过来我公司上班呢。
But they pray for her.
但是他们为他祷告。
They encourage her to trust in God.
他们鼓励他相信上帝。
The group also supported her and her family in whatever ways they can.
这个小组也在他们可做到的范围之内去支持他的家庭。
So from 2018 September, this sister started to look for new jobs.
所以从2018年9月这个这位姐妹就开始找工作。
Because within 6 months her department will close down.
因为在6个月之内她的公司部门就会被关掉。
She sent out a lot of applications.
她寄出了很多求职信。
All the responses were very discouraging.
所有的回复都是很 not encouraging, 都是不好没有。
All negative.
都是没有
Nobody accepted her.
没有好消息。没有人要请他。
She and her husband are foreigners.
她跟她的先生都是外国人。
Once she is not working, both of them and their P6 child will have to leave the country within 30 days.
如果她跟她先生都没有新加坡找到工作的话呢，她的小六的孩子就要离开新加坡。
When the 6 months was up,
当六个月到满的时候，
she still didn't find any job.
他还找不到工作。
But just nice, almost in March 2019.
但是刚好在2019年3月份。
She was told that not just her department will close down, but the whole factory will close down.
他就被通知说，不单止他的部门会被关掉，而且是整个工厂都会被关。
And she was assigned to see.The winding down of the company.
而他就被指派去负责这个公司被关闭的这个工作。
So because of that, she has to work for another few months to see the complete closure of the company.
因为这样他就可以再做多几个月，就是要让这个工厂关闭这个程序完成。
And then this was her first taste of God's grace.That she can extend another few months.
这个就是她第一次经历到上帝的真实美好，就是让她可以做多几个月工作。
She was glad that her fellowship group was supporting and praying for her too.
她很开心，她的小组有为她祷告，一直支持她。
It also means that she has a few more months to look for a new job.
就是说，她还可以有多几个月的时间来找工作。
That few months.When she continued to look for a job, the economy was bad.
那她要找工作那几个月，那个经济工作情况，找工作情况真的不理想。
So they cannot keep on doing that, so they have to make a decision.
他们不能一直在这样的等下去，所以他们要做一个决定。
So before her job ends, in July, they already decided that once the child finished her PSLE, they will leaveBack, they will go back to Thailand.
所以他们在六月时候已经决定，当他孩子考完这个小学会考的时候，他们就会搬家回去他自己本身的国家。
In Thailand.
在泰国。
It was a very difficult decision.
那个是一个非常艰难的决定。
This small family has been in Singapore for more than 10 years.
因为这个家庭已经在新加坡超过十年了。
They've been in our church for a long time.
他们也已经在我们教会很久了。
Their desire is to stay in Singapore.
他们是很渴望可以继续留在新加坡。
But what she faced, she just faced it.
但是当她要面对这种不理想情况的时候，也是要面对。
She did not complain.
她没有投诉。
She was trusting in God.
她依然相信上帝。
And to cut the long story short, she did not get any job that she applied for.
长话短说，她没有得到她申请过那些工作其中一份。
So when she continued to look to help the company in the winding down process,
所以当她在帮助这个工厂做结业这个工作的时候，
it is supposed to end in November last year.
应该去年十一月应该就要做完这个工作。
But close to that period,
但是靠近那段时间，
She was amazingly given a new job.
很奇妙的，她竟然有一份工作给她。
A new job that she did not apply.
一份她没有去申请的工作。
It's from a new company.
是有一间新的公司。
She applied in that company for a post but was rejected.
她曾经跟一个公司申请过一个的职位，但是被拒绝。
And just nice before her job in this old company ends,That new company offered her a new post, a job that she did not apply.
刚好在她 这个旧工作要做完没有得做的时候，那个新公司给他了一个新的工作职位。
So it came just in time for her to continue staying in Singapore.
时间刚刚好，让他可以继续留在新加坡。
She testified that God works most wonderfully.
他见证说，上帝的工作真的是很奇妙。
She totally marveled at God's timing.
他完全对上帝的工作来感到惊讶。
She was thankful that the care and support of her fellowship group was very crucial.
他很感谢他的小组对他的支持和祷告是很重要。
Within the 1 year and 3 months, her family went through a tough test of faith.
在差不多差一年的时间，他的家庭经历了信心的一个很大的考验。
But her fellowship group was there always to support, to encourage, and to pray for her.
但是他的小组团契一直都在那边，一直的支持他们，为他们祷告。
Without the group, they would not have survived the difficulties.
如果没有那个小组的话呢，他们可能就不能够在这个困难里面生存下来。
This is just like COVID-19 period.
这个就有一点点像现在这个新冠病毒疫情。
When people are infected with the virus,
当有人被这个病毒传染的时候，
they need the immediate care of the frontline medical team.
他们需要前线医护人员立即的治疗帮助。
Our fellowship group plays such a role.
我们的小组团契也可以扮演一个的这样角色。
They are the first to know our problems.
他们是应该是第一个知道我们情况的人。
And they can provide the necessary care and encouragement.
他们可以提供第一时间的关怀鼓励。
So that we can journey through our problems well.
以及那个人可以经历过这样子的困难。
And in the process, we experience God's timely grace.
而在里面也可以经历到上帝及时的恩典。
Brothers and sisters, do you have such a frontline fellowship group?
弟兄姐妹，你有没有这样的一个这样站在前线那边的一个小组之环呢？
God desires for us to grow in this community of believers.
上帝渴望我们可以在这个信仰的团体里面成长。
We share our experiences.
我们分享我们的经验。
When we share our experiences of God to build one another.
当我们分享上帝我们对上帝的经验来到建立彼此的时候。
We give thanks.
我们会献上感恩。
We strengthen one another's faith in God.
我们增强了彼此对上帝的信心。
And in our action group, we can also share our problems.
在我们小组里面，我们也可以分享我们的难处。
So that we are not beaten down by it.
以致我们不会被难处所压倒。
And when we hear others' problems, we uphold one another with prayers.
而当我们听到别人的难处的时候，我们可以用祷告来托住他们。
In this whole process, we sharpen one another to love God and trust Him.
在这过程里面，我们能够彼此的切磋，以致可以彼此的相爱。
And imagine that when you have this frontline group with you sharing experiences of God and sharing problems.
想象如果你有这样的一个的小组团体给你在里面分享经验分享难处的时候。
What kind of group it will become?
会成为一个怎样子的小组呢？
It is a joyful group.
那会 是一个很喜乐的小组。
Brothers and sisters, if you see these words, be joyful, be prayerful, be thankful.Do you think of some scripture verses?
弟兄姐妹，当你看到喜乐、祷告、谢恩这三个字，你没有脑海里面想起哪一个的经节呢？
We know 1 Thessalonians chapter 5.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书5:16.
Be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
经文说要常常喜乐不住的祷告凡事谢恩因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
Brothers and sisters, do you like this kind of group?
弟兄姐妹你喜爱这样子的团契吗？
Are you willing to be a part of this kind of group?
你愿意成为这样团契的其中一员吗？
Can you be committed to this group?
你可以委身于这个的小组。
Can you contribute to make this group a joyful group?
你可以 贡献你的能力，让这个小组成为一个喜乐的小组。
Because you share your experiences of God.
因为你分享你在对上帝的经历。
You share your problems.
你分享你的难处。
You uphold each other.
你们用祷告托住每一个人。
Sharpen each other.
让去彼此的切磋变得更锋利。
So that we can trust God and love God more.
以致我们可以相信上帝更爱上帝。
Let's pray together.
那我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have instituted the church for us.
天父，我们感谢你，你为我们建立了一个教会。
You have never left us as orphans.
你从来都没有撇下我们像孤儿一样。
You have never allowed us to live alone.
你从来都没有允许让我们一个人孤孤单单的生活。
You do not want us to be alone.
你不想我们是孤孤单单的。
You have brothers and sisters in Christ for us.
因为你在主里面为我们预备了弟兄姐妹。
You have put us in this community of believers.
你把我们放在这个信仰的团体里面。
Help us to be committed in it.
帮助我们委身在里面。
Help us to contribute to it.
帮助我们贡献我们自己。
Help us to learn from one another.
帮助我们从彼此的身上学习。
Help us to encourage one another to trust in you more.
帮助我们鼓励彼此对上帝里有更多的信任。
To love you more.
去爱你更多。
As we love one another.
就好像我们彼此相爱的时候。
Help us to put into practice what you have taught us.
帮助我们把我们从你那边所学到的东西能够应用出来。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.